Hello, KMA Land, and as we do each and every week, we thank you for tuning in to The Double X Factor. I'm Spencer Williams with today's segment, and I'll be back on Thursday, and my co-host Sandy Edie Hansen will be here tomorrow and again on Friday. And the topic we are covering this week is a biggie, and a toughie, and just about every other word used to describe family dynamics. We had a listener ask if we could cover a topic regarding family, and how we follow a certain set of personal growth standards, but end up throwing it all out the window when it comes to family. Now, Sandy and I both want to throw out a disclaimer that when we talk this week, we are not talking about our family specifically or anyone else's. But hopefully we will learn some new strategies to improve our own family dynamics, as well as being a better family member and better to ourselves in the process. When I think about family, I think about this love that sees all and knows all and continues to love anyway. That can work for us and against us. One, we can generally always count on our family supporting us when we're at our worst, but that's also an unspoken rule of family. You have to reciprocate for your family members when they're at their worst. I think of the point that's been made many times about a whiny toddler and how he or she is whinier at home with parents than anywhere else, because that's his or her safe space. We tend to consider family our safe spaces, and sometimes those safe spaces also become our proverbial punching bags. It's difficult to understand why there are two ideals at such opposite ends of the spectrum for the same unit. And that's okay. It is hard to understand. Family dynamics come with patterns of interactions, healthy and unhealthy, and they trickle down from generation to generation. Making it even more challenging is the fact that some family members may be consciously aware of these patterns, while others are oblivious. But it is really important to understand these dynamics because they impact nearly all areas of our life, making them incredibly important to those of us who are working towards living an emotionally healthy life, which can also be another challenge within family. You might be trying to grow personally and a family member is failing to see the need for self-growth or getting rid of those harmful patterns that we mentioned earlier. Without a solid understanding, it's nearly impossible to understand your triggers, why you were drawn to certain people or paths, and finding a connection with yourself. Understanding your own family dynamic helps you develop insight and make better choices towards a healthier you. So for today, here's how the website familylovetoknow.com describes a healthy family dynamic, and you can pinpoint where you see your own family and maybe where you'd like to see some progress. In a healthy family dynamic, everyone has a voice and is treated with respect. The parent-child attachments are secure without feelings of behavior-based worth or unworthiness. And everyone feels loved, safe, and connected. Sure, we're not going to have this perfect 100% of the time, but perhaps you can identify your family's strengths and weaknesses, and hopefully Sandy and I can continue to offer some positive insight in the coming days. And in the meantime, you can always find out more on this topic at kmaland.com under the Programs tab, or on social media at KMAXXFactor. We thank you so much for listening to The Double X Factor right here on KMA.